This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Chris Witz. Dealing with disappointments, that's part and parcel of life for everyone. I've never met anyone who's not had at least one disappointing experience. It happens to every one of us. Have you ever been disappointed? Well, who hasn't? It just seems to be part of the human condition. Actually, it starts in the cradle, not long after we're born. We don't get our needs met immediately. We cry. Childhood, well, that can be and often is filled with disappointments. We mightn't get the presents that we want, that we ask Santa to bring. From friends who turn away from us at school because they belong to other friends and leave us on our own. And I think we learn to face disappointments at school when we don't get the teacher that we hope for, or the report card reflects the places where we might have slackened off and not fulfilled our potential. And I think, and I'm having a guess here, that the greatest disappointment of childhood comes when we realise that the adults that we rely on are not perfect. What a surprise. They're only human. And we've got to learn to accept them with their faults and their strengths. So add all that up and you see that life comes bundled with disappointments. It's a sad fact, but true. And as we get older, we learn not to set our expectations so high so that we can try and avoid that pain of being let down. I think there are lots of people in life who've been let down. You know, we don't get the job that we might have had our heart set on. Someone else gets the promotion and we think, well, we should have got that. Now, I think those things do hurt and no scaling back of the expectations will take away that pain. Probably some of the deepest disappointments come in life to parents who see their children, who go, their lives turn in a different manner, and they might face some hurdles and pain, and there's nothing the parents can do. And maybe that's happened to you as well. Well, in later years, we look back on our life and we see the dreams and the aspirations that we had as younger people. And many of those dreams that we had as younger people have not actually turned into reality, and we might have a sense of frustration and the missed opportunities. So it's amazing how seemingly successful people lived with this deep sense of disappointment. Now, for example, looking back on history, Alexander the Great, he conquered Persia. But you know, he broke down and wept because his troops were too exhausted to push on to India, and he felt that he was a failure. Hugo Grotius, the father of modern international law, said towards the end of his life, "I've accomplished nothing that's worthwhile in my life." There was the sixth president of the United States, John Quincy Adams, who wrote in his diary, "Well, my life has been spent in vain and idle aspirations and ceaseless rejected prayers that something would be the result of my existence beneficial to other people." Robert Louis Stevenson, who wrote words that continue to enrich people's life, for his epitaph he wrote, "Here lies one who meant well, who tried a little and failed much." Cecil Rhodes, who opened up Africa to establish an empire, but, you know, his dying words were, "I've done so little and there's so much to do." So all these things add up to one word, disappointment. Did you know that God has some special promises for those difficult times? And there are phrases from the Bible that I'd like to bring you. For example, "the peace of God that transcends all understanding." Or, "my grace is sufficient for you, my power is made perfect in weakness." They're wonderful words that bring hope for those who are discouraged and disappointed. I like the story of Fanny Crosby, the American woman who at 6 weeks of age suffered permanent blindness because a doctor was inexperienced. But do you know that Fanny Crosby, who lived to 95, wrote about 8,000 hymns, which included hymns like "Blessed Assurance," "Jesus is Mine." She went around the world helping people in distress. She was a friend of 22 presidents in America. She married but lost a child through what we would call today sudden death syndrome. And yet, as a young person of 8, here's what she said, quite remarkable. "What a happy child I am, although I cannot see. I am resolved that in this world contented I will be. How many blessings I enjoy that other people don't. To weep and sigh because I'm blind, but I cannot and I won't." Facing disappointments. What a marvellous testimony from someone like Fanny Crosby. Heavenly Father, thank you that we can cross that bridge of disappointment as we trust in you, who is a powerful and a loving God. I pray for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.